Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome again to another episode of Talk Architecture. And we're launching a new series on architecture and artificial intelligence. I am not claiming to be an expert. I do the research and I got people to comment on certain statements in Facebook. And I will try to use all this information to actually create a credible series of episodes on this topic on artificial intelligence. So with my understanding of architecture, education particularly, and also practice, I would give reviews or commentaries in order for us to start a conversation. It had been a conversation that was started with a few, articles in mainstream newspapers in the UK, and it had been a discussion in the US in August 2023. And I tried to see whether now in March 2024, there had been any progress with Facebook discussions, and we shall hear of these particular comments, which I find very interesting because I got people who commented, people who are the expert or people who actually in the know about this. Although they were short statements and opinions, it's worth hearing about them. But for today, it's more of an introduction. And I'd like to read something that was obtained with one of the people who has been discussing. And this one is in August. This one was those discussion that started with Neil Leach. And in the YouTube, as professor at Florida University, he gave a YouTube episodes on this, on artificial intelligence, worth to check it out. But among that, you have this statement, and this statement is by ChatGPT itself. So we know there are ChatGPT, Midjourney, Look AIX, and all these. What's the other one? Stability diffusion or something. And there's another one, DALL-E. So these applications and softwares were the ones that are being used in the last year and being used in the design process, particularly at the ideation stage. I will go into that more, but ChatGPT being using a text prompt would come out with images. But here, this is just ChatGPT giving a statement. Yeah, this is artificial intelligence. This is not a human being. But from what it can access in the internet and World Wide Web, it will come out with a statement. It will come out with some sort of research, as we all know it. We're kind of used to this by now, right? This is the quote by ChatGPT. Excuse me. With the emergence of AI-powered design tools and techniques, the need for traditional architectural education is rapidly diminishing. And it is not inconceivable that it may disappear entirely. As AI algorithms become more sophisticated and capable of performing complex tasks, they can automate the entire design process from conceptualization to construction. This means that architects may no longer need to spend years honing their craft through rigorous architecture education and training. As AI technology continues to advance, architects may become a relic of the past, replaced by intelligent machines that can design and build structures with greater efficiency and precision than humans ever could. This statement sweat of arrogance, doesn't it? I mean, it's like, we know that you need the human and the thinking behind it to actually process those design process. And it is something that could happen, yes, in the future, but not in the immediate future. And when architects could be obsolete, but a lot of resistance to this sort of thinking, or gloom and doom, as we say it, from a lot of people that commented on this issue recently. So they disagree with this. This is even the worst gloom and doom that is depicted by ChatGPT itself, right? It's an it. So, but they have been discussing and giving it due diligence or due sense of trying to make out what it is, giving it a chance, the discussion to between human beings, obviously, who are architect trained or practicing architects themselves and professors in schools. So they've given a chance to actually comment on a few things that are good as well with artificial intelligence. And but this one is like a statement that is from a prompt. So how it is that this statement could come from some other information is in the internet, which it pulled together and create the statement as if it comes from a prophetic idea that this is going to happen, that this is what is going to be for the architectural or architect's profession in the future. So when we read it, it's like a fiction, or it's like, who is this? What is this? You know, how can you be so sure that this will be happening? Because as we know it from a lot of the comments given from the research, there is the point that says about the value of architecture thinking that is the one that is not going to be done by AI. That there is context, there is people, and that you can't really put a generative or a statement or something that is factual out there with regard to how artificial intelligence is going to take over traditional architectural education. And a lot of it has to do, in this particular statement, it's about architectural education, but it also implies architecture practice. In a lot of what we're thinking about architectural education is not what it seems, meaning that in architectural education, you need the input of the professor or the teaching staff. But the professor who commented said that she believed that yes, she uses AI to help with the teaching and the learning experience of students of architecture. But yes, some schools of architecture who does not actually deal with this AI and integrate it into their curriculum or their education system will or may fold in the future. But I'm thinking even more deeper. In what sense is the integration? And if the integration is not done well, then the schools of architecture will surely fold, of course. So this is my interest in this. As we go along with the series during for this title of architecture and artificial intelligence that we're going to do for a few series. And that was my intent is on architecture education being the main thing that I'll go deeper, but I will also touch on the others as well in practice. So thank you for listening, and that's all for today. It's a short 10-minute introduction, and I hope you will enjoy the series and the discussion that will be made available to you on this podcast. Take care.